Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about, well, you say it with me, fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we're going to talk about all of that today. Yes, we are. It's been a week, I got to tell you. It has been a week. Tuesday, the Maryland Hunting Coalition testified in the Senate. We testified on our strict liability bill that was sponsored by Senator Astell in front of the Senate committee. And on Wednesday, we testified in front of the House committee that hears natural resources bills on strict liability. We had a blue ribbon panel. We really did. And it was a good day. It was a good day. We were opposed by one person. Don't know who that person was actually representing, but he tried to make the point that he was in some way connected with the Department of Natural Resources, or at least brought their message. But in actuality, Department of Natural Resources and Natural Resources Police did not testify. So that was interesting. Yesterday we learned, however, that Senator Middleton, Senator Mathias, and Senator Montgomery sponsored a bill called Senate Bill 748, Deer Hunting, Crop Damage Permit, Wild Venison. Yep. We warned you. It was coming. DNR spoke of it in their deer population management report as of 2014. They brought it up in a stakeholders meeting on October 8th. We heard when we attended the Baltimore County delegation meeting 2 weeks ago when the Maryland Horse Council lobbyists testified that they were going to bring a bill forth that dealt with the sale of wild venison. Apparently, these folks believe that farmers aren't killing enough deer on their deer management permits or crop damage permits, or that there aren't enough deer being killed. So they're going to incentivize the sale of wild venison like this. This bill is for the purpose of providing that certain provisions of law related to the sale of livestock apply to certain deer, providing that the Maryland Wholesome Meat Act applies to certain deer. This bill requires the Secretary of Agriculture to adopt regulations on or before a certain date to establish requirements for the processing, inspection, labeling, and sale of wild venison in the state, providing that certain provisions of law relating to inhumane methods of livestock slaughter apply to certain deer, authorizing a person to import, sell, offer for sale, purchase, barter, or exchange certain venison, authorizing a person to hunt deer outside deer hunting season under certain circumstances, providing that certain prohibitions do not apply to the meat or carcass of certain deer, authorizing a person who holds a crop damage permit to hunt deer under certain circumstances and sell or offer for sale the meat or carcass of the deer in accordance with certain regulations, requiring that the Department of Natural Resources to adopt certain regulations, defining certain terms, and generally relating to deer hunting. There's a couple laws that need to be repealed before this can go forward. But here's what stuck out to me. In the article entitled Agriculture, in this subtitle, the following words have the meanings indicated. Livestock. Livestock means cattle, swine, sheep, horses, asses, mules, or goats, notwithstanding any other provision of this article. And here's the change. quote, livestock includes deer legally taken by a person holding a crop damage permit in accordance with whatever articles of the Natural Resources article. A livestock dealer means any person who engages in the business of selling, buying, exchanging, or transferring livestock at any place and at any time. The livestock market means an established location where livestock are offered for sale. 3-D, livestock means livestock that is unable to rise even with assistance, a downer, is debilitated, or is diseased. Trucker or hauler means a person who engages in the business of transporting livestock in trucks or other conveyances to and from a farm, a livestock auction, a sales agency, or a dealer's premise. And this is another section B under Article Agriculture. Except for deer legally taken, this subtitle does not apply to any act or transaction subject to exclusive regulation under the Federal Meat Inspection Act, except for deer legally taken by a person holding a crop damage permit in accordance with 10-415 on the Natural Resources article. This subtitle does not affect game mammals or wild birds or the slaughtering or in the inspecting of them. There it is. The senators have introduced a bill to sell deer meat or deer carcasses by people who have a crop damage permit. What do you think? What do you think? We got any farmers out there that have crop damage permits? What do you think? I'm not waiting for my, don't wait for my opinion. I want to hear yours. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And by the way, it includes sika deer, just so you know. Okay. Apparently none of our listeners are hunters today. So we'll move on. Senate Bill 117 is a bill that's going to be heard while expansion of Sunday hunting, allegedly, in Caroline and Dorchester counties. And I want to shout out to my Caroline and Dorchester County hunting listeners and interested parties that you better read Senate Bill 117. That first, before it gives DNR authority over your local wishes to establish Sunday hunting dates, it repeals everything that Dorchester County and Caroline County has gained so far. All the bills that have passed in your counties will be repealed and be replaced with this bill. And then hand over the trust to DNR to establish Sunday hunting days, quite frankly, other than what you have right now. But the horse people, the trail riders, they sent this gang email out, which, you know, it's a good thing to do. That's what we do. That's what we offer people, is the opportunity to send out information to their local delegations and to the Senate or House committees. So I picked one up off of one that was going around. Anyway, dear important elected officials, please oppose Senate Bill 117 that would allow Sunday hunting, the only day of the week that unarmed citizens can now recreate outdoors during hunting season without concern of being shot. This lack of safety is not merely a theoretical issue, as many hikers, risers, Bird watchers report having been accidentally shot at when in a park, fired on by someone from adjoining private land. Indeed, my state delegate, Ben Barnes, in 21st District, told me of being personally shot at in the manor while hiking in a park. SB-117's introduction sounds like it applies solely to Caroline and Dorchester County, but reading further, it shows it also permits Sunday hunting in Calvert and Carroll, Charles and Harford and Queen Anne's and St. Mary's and Somerset and Talbot and Wicomico and Worcester counties. In Allegheny, Caroline, Dorchester, Garrett, Washington, and Frederick counties, SB-117 would also allow hunting on public as well as private land, making unarmed citizens feel unsafe in all public parkland every day throughout hunting season. Hold on. Tearing up a little bit. Oh, wait, I misread that. Let me go back and read that statement in this person's email to important elected officials. In Allegheny, Caroline, Dorchester, Garrett, Washington, and Frederick counties, SB-117 would also allow hunting on public as well as private land, making unarmed citizens feel unsafe in all pubic parkland every day throughout hunting season. Spellcheck didn't catch that. But I don't know. I want to go where that pubic parkland might be. Just saying. In other counties, the bill pertains to private land, but since very many trails on public parkland are within firing distance of private land, unarmed citizens feel unsafe in much of the pubic parkland. And she says it again. Where are you recreating? Tell me where this pubic parkland is, please, lady. I can't say that on the air, Brian. Well, maybe I can. This bill allows hunting from the first Sunday in October through the second Sunday in January, and in some counties also during the spring turkey hunting season. Already hunting is already allowed on all Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays during those seasons. Thus, SB-117 will prevent many people from being able to enjoy outdoor recreation on any day during a third of the year. Please consider... Well, wait a minute. That's not true. We'll also allow many people in our world, hunters, 90,000 of us, to be able to enjoy outdoor recreation on any day during the third of the year. Please consider the vast majority of the citizens who are not hunters. Sincerely yours, Barbara-hyphenated, who enjoys recreating outdoors and has been, quote, accidentally shot at by hunters on two separate occasions. Of course you have! Again, no calls. 410-922-6680. I think I'll talk to you about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors is located exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island, Route 50. Not far across the Bay Bridge. Just look for 39 Dominion Road, and you'll find it. Just get off the exit. You'll see the green sign on the right before. If you're headed east on 50, you'll see it there before you get too far in the, along on Kent Island. And you just go around the block kind of and get in the parking lot. And there you will find a tremendous amount of fishing and hunting supplies inside Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, the hunting stuff is on sale. There's lots of stuff on sale, from firearms to archery to equipment to apparel. Good camo clothing by Drake and others on sale for up to 40% off. Firearms are on sale. Bows are on sale. So you might want to stop by and check all that out. They are stocking the shelves, even as we speak, with new fishing tackle for the upcoming striped bass season and perch run. And others. And you can find it all in a very convenient spot right there called Chesapeake Outdoors. Why not check it out? Stop by, say hi, Their phone number is 410-604-2500. That's Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel, is back and bigger than ever. It's 9 action-packed days, February 7th to the 15th in Harrisburg, PA. That's 9 days of hunting, fishing, boating, and archery. 9 days of ATVs, gear, and guns. 9 days of interactive exhibits and celebrity seminars on hunting and fishing. And a rockin' country concert with Lee Bryce and Thompson Square. Celebrate your passion at the Great American Outdoor Show. Get your tickets now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Hey, the Maryland Fishing Challenge is a free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland DNR Fisheries Service for everyone who fishes recreationally in Maryland. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the clear, cold mountain streams, including more than 65 species of fish in 5 categories: freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. There's also a youth division connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. You catch a fish of a notable specified size, you receive your official angler award certificate and an invitation to the grand finale in September, where you could win a Tracker boat, Tracker marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center, and even more. Avoid cabin fever. The fish are biting under Deep Creek Lake ice in the Potomac, on the Eastern Shore, in the ponds, in the, well, the ones that aren't frozen, and the Western trout streams, all and even under the Chesapeake Bay Bridge and in the deep Atlantic waters of Ocean City. Hey, we had 2 new state records this year, a chain pickerel and a tautog from sea to shining sea. Now's the time, not the time to stay indoors. Go fish. The official rules are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
According to these morons of the National Journal, Pelosi going to see Assad, a terrorist running a terrorist regime, is no different than John Boehner inviting an ally of a democracy to come speak to Congress.
Mark Levin, weeknights at 7, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a Big Ben 4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is headed for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got a little convoy dropping through the night. Yeah, we got a little convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy. Ain't nothing gonna get no way.
All right, we got a call from John in Queenstown. Good morning, John. How are you? Hello, John.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
I was listening to your communicating about that bill.
Yeah.
The horse people and their need for pubic lands.
Yes.
And if they need all that pubic land and they're not safe adjacent to what everybody else is doing, they need their own space that they should pay for with a saddle tax. If they have a saddle tax, they can go out and buy their own land to do with their own sedley deeds on their, have their own pubic land for their own sedley deeds there.
I think that's a good idea. I think that's a very good idea. You see, they all moan and groan that hunters are hunting on private land and they can't recreate on public land. There has never been a reported case of someone being shot at, despite this woman's familiarity with three cases. Who's reported those as hunting accidents or crimes or assaults or safety? Who's reported that? Do we have police reports on these incidents? Nobody's ever been able to come up with that documentation. Why is that?
Well, I think in the public, the person that wrote that email called out and required to cite their references to go ahead and provide us with that information. If this is something that's going on and all the rest of the world and the police don't know about it, they need to do it. And if not, that person should be called out to be a liar.
That actually happened in testimony the other day. That actually happened, believe it or not.
That's good that it's happened in testimony.
It was pretty interesting to watch that, yeah.
Voter pressure doesn't come from testimony. Most of what happens in testimony.
Well, but that's where the lawmakers are influenced in testimony.
And when you
present an emotional argument to people who do not necessarily concentrate on the facts, you know, that's why written testimony is so important. You've got your documentation right there.
Absolutely. But at the same time, I think a lot of sunlight on that in terms of public information, and let them know what's being attempted, you know, what kind of shameless lies are being promulgated to our lawmakers.
That's what I just did, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
That's what I do.
And I think it needs to go a whole lot broader into the more of the mainstream media so that they can...
Good luck with that. We're just hunters. we're second-class citizens. You understand that, right?
I understand that.
Yeah, we're not even a select minority. We're just hoi polloi.
Right. Well,
we're Joe Tree Stand. We're Joe Duck Blind. We don't matter. Do you understand? Because you know there's only 100,000 of us out of 5 million people in the state. So we don't have any voice other than the fact that we only put $260 million into the economy every year in Maryland to support 4,500 jobs. What do we matter?
Well, you know, the rest of people that do respect us, even if they may not be hunters, or those that disrespect liars, and those that try to promulgate fear and a lot of, you know, misconceptions, when they are called out, I think will add additional discredit to them and support for us in our causes.
I wish that were the case. I wish our own ranks would support us. There's 90,000 of us. If each one of those 90,000 would send us a buck to the Maryland Hunting Coalition, $1, that would be our budget for the year. We could pay our advocate in Annapolis. We could have a marketing campaign, bar none. We could encourage the non-hunting public to understand what we do. But let's see. It's been a while. It's been a while since anybody supported this organization.
Okay.
But our guy is in Annapolis every day. Our guy is writing documents, and our guy is visiting lawmakers, and our guy is working the halls as he does every single day that the session is in session. But hey, why should we pay somebody to represent us in Annapolis? We're good guys. We don't have to pay the freight. And, oh, by the way, man, I'm glad somebody is in Annapolis taking care of the needs of hunters. Man, that's a good thing. Did you send any money? Well, no. I mean, the guy's already down there. What do you mean, why should I send any money? He's already in Annapolis. He's doing his job, right? Somebody's paying him, aren't they?
Yeah, that's...
Got it?
Yeah. Oh, I understand. No one wants to, you know, pay the bill and...
If any of these anti-hunting bills get passed, if all of a sudden you got farmers in your backyard shooting deer and you see the livestock trucks coming in there and taking those carcasses out every week or taking that meat to be processed every day or every other day or every weekend or whatever they do, if you see that and the money's going away from your local butcher shop who's now ready to go out of business and used to cut your deer, or if, you know, I'm not seeing the deer I used to see in my woods. You know, there's a big farm over there. Those deer used to come out of that farm and come into my woods on my little pinch point there. And that was a great spot to hunt, but I haven't seen a deer in 2 weeks. You know why? Farmer over here is getting paid to kill deer. You see what I mean? You see how it affects us? And then it's like, well, I didn't know you were going to do that. Well, guess what? They're doing it, and they're doing other stuff, and we're getting hammered. So if you want to quit getting hammered, and John, this is not directed at you, this is the broader audience. If you want to keep getting hammered by the General Assembly and by our opponents and by the Horse Council and by the agriculture community and by the Humane Society of the United States and by Maryland Votes for Animals and by every other animal activist organization, help out the Maryland Hunting Coalition. We are the lone voice crying in the wilderness in Annapolis. Anything else, John?
Well, I do.
Okay, real quick, because we have other callers.
Slightly different. On that same horse advocacy, I have not looked at who started this, but a bill was introduced to try to interfere with interstate commerce. It was over horse meat.
Yeah, I saw that.
Something that a lot of effort and time, they say, oh, gee, it's terrible and everything else. Well, if the best interest of the state was truly at heart, along with that bill, I hope that we attach a bill barring transportation across the state of polluting fertilizers that are going to upstream states to Maryland, where it's going to wash down into the Chesapeake Bay.
Never happened. Okay.
Well, attach them two together to kill that ridiculous one also.
John, send me an email anytime you get a chance. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
I will do so, and everyone should send, instead of taking the time to watch a cat video or something funny that someone forwards to them, have them either send a buck to you or have them send a letter to their legislator.
It's very simple to go. It's very simple. It's mdhuntingcoalition.org, and on Facebook, it's Facebook/mdhuntingcoalition. And we keep people up to date as we possibly can. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Have a good morning.
See you, John. There he goes. Let's talk to Jill in Centerville. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
Good morning. Oh, I'm getting over some kind of mung, but I'm
oh, yeah. Hey, let me... I found a remedy for you.
What's that?
I do my coffee to come to the radio show in the Keurig. You know, I put a little travel cup under there. And this morning, when I filled my cup and pulled it out from under the spout there, there was a piece of cat food floating in my coffee. So I'm going to guess that's going to cure or kill me, one or the other.
might make you good as long as they're not coughing up a hairball.
No, I think it's the anti-hairball remedy, too. So we'll see what happens here the rest of the morning.
Oh, Lord.
So how can I help you this morning, Jill?
I wanted to comment on a couple things.
Sure.
One thing about the law they're passing.
Which one?
I don't want the deer to go the way of the buffalo.
Thank you. That's a very good correlation. Very good correlation.
Yeah, and it's like taking Girl Scout cookies and putting them in the store all year round.
Ah.
I mean, you know, you just I don't know. Deer, to me, it's a treat. To commercialize it would be
against the American model of conservation.
It's so wrong.
The American model of conservation, 100 years ago, we almost wiped out, we did wipe out the bison.
Yeah.
The passenger pigeon is extinct.
Yep.
We hammered the canvasback population and buffaloheads and every other duck on the Chesapeake Bay.
You still don't really see a lot of the ducks anymore like you did.
Okay. That was all commercial hunting of wildlife. And guess what? Hunters were the ones that realized that we were wiping out our resources.
My husband, before he passed, was a hunter, and he used to keep a log. And at a certain point, you know, he was older than me, but at a certain point, he stopped hunting certain ducks because he realized that they were not there like they were when
sure,
he was a kid.
Sure, sure.
I mean, he continued, but he took what was there.
Right. I got you.
I mean, you don't want to...
Look, hunters harvest the surplus animals.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And in Maryland, I think it's 91 or 92% of the deer are taken on private land. Now, when I hunt several private properties. I have to have written permission and my photo ID on me mm-hmm. when I am on that property. Because if I am checked by, I think I caught what you have.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. It came right through the microphone. I can't believe it. But, no, it's not. I have to have written permission and my photo ID on that property if I am checked by a law enforcement officer. Okay? A horseback rider, and I hear this every single day.
Yep.
When engaged in trail riding, fox chasing, they ride wherever the hell they want, and don't you dare try to stop them.
Great minds think alike, because that's where I was going to segue into that, because that's why they're all paranoid, because they're riding on private property.
Well, that's one of the reasons
what they're doing.
That's one of the reasons they don't want people in the woods on Sundays. They don't want eyes on them.
And unless, I mean, you know, assuming that every hunter is responsible. No, I was almost shot. I sincerely was. But this is going back to when I was 10 years old. This is 40 years ago. And I was in my yard, and it was a drunk person. He was out, and you know, beyond the thing, shooting, not thinking of what.
That's not a hunter, though, right?
Up in the air. And I was so fortunate to.
Yes, you were.
I'm lucky to be alive.
Yes, you are.
And if I didn't bend down to pet my dog, I would have took it in the chest, and honest to God. But my father went down, my brother went down, and he's not doing it anymore.
Took care of the situation, did they?
I'm sorry?
They took care of that situation, did they?
God bless them. My father.
God bless
him. He's passed on now, but
God bless
him. He handled that very well.
Yep, good.
But
good. Does a guy now walk with a limp?
I don't know if he walks at all.
That's what would have happened. He would have, if I'd have been dealing with him. Anyway, well, good. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a question. Recently, this Muscovy showed up in my yard, Muscovy duck.
Mm-hmm.
I am really not familiar. Are they wild, or did somebody just drive by and let them free?
Probably. They're not. Muscovies are not a wild duck at all.
So someone called. You know, I got a call in the middle of the night, and then they all just showed up. Now I called the animal control, and they had said that this is for me to deal with. They don't handle ducks.
All right. Well, I'm sure you probably got a firearm sitting around there somewhere, and you probably know how.
I called some local water older gentlemen that are very good at what they do. Yeah, I don't want to hurt anybody, you know, but not hurt. But I want to kill him.
Well, look, I mean, that's not bad. What's wrong with that?
Well, you know,
enjoy a duck feast. Hey, look, enjoy.
Processing center.
Muscovy ducks are not protected under federal. Are not federally protected.
Yeah, and they'll go to a processing center, and they'll go to feed poor people.
There you go.
For $2 to process them, it'll go to feed poor people, and it's a good thing.
Okay.
But again, I wanted to say about the horses. I mean, that is people that are trespassing. I have a horse. I've cut through people's yards before. I'm guilty. I've done it. But, you know, I didn't have the nerve to complain about anything because I knew what I was doing.
Sure.
And chances are that's what they're doing, too. And
I think that for the most part, they do it with arrogance and abandon, quite frankly.
Yeah, and you know what I have to say, as a horse person and not the typical horse person, a lot of horse people have their heads up their butts.
I'm with you. Hey, look, I hunt with a woman who's owned horses as long as I've known them, as long as I've hunted the property. And, you know, you'll see her trucking up through the woods, you know, middle of the morning in the middle of deer season. I'm going to feed the horses. Hey, look, have a great day. And I don't mind horseback riders. I don't have a single issue with horseback riders. They have every right to do what they want to do. If they want to ride in a public park on a Sunday, they can ride in a public park on a Sunday. But if I happen to have a privilege to hunt on a Sunday and I'm hunting next to the public park, guess what? Guess what? I'm hunting next to the public park. If the horseback riders want to ride along the edge, they can ride along the edge. I'm not going to bother them. I'm not going to be happy necessarily, but you know what? I'm on my side. They're on their side.
No, and you know, I was hiking not that long back out in the woods, and my dogs, and I wasn't even really thinking. And I'm running through. I'm making quite a bit of noise with my dogs, and we're running and doing. And there's a fella. He didn't seem upset. Of course, he probably was. He didn't yell at me.
Right.
But he was all camouflaged up in a tree, and I didn't see him until.
Sure.
I mean, my dog saw this man before I saw him. That's
absolutely
how good he was.
Yep.
He was invisible up there. He didn't say one word. And I'm sure I scared away everything in that whole area. And he probably took all morning to sit there and to do what he had to do. And I felt terrible for what I had done.
Sure.
But I really didn't get it. And now I get it, you know. But
gotcha.
I just wanted to say that, you know.
Okay.
And again, this
apology
really
accepted. I saw you. I mean, yes.
Thank you for bringing it to people's attention. Because I just hope it does get repealed, because that's screwed up. Oh,
gotcha.
God.
All right. Jill, thanks for the call. Got to go.
Thank you.
Yep. See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Chuck. Good morning. Chuck, how are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Doing well.
Staying warm?
So far. I'm inside. How about you? What's going on?
Well, I went up to the Great American Outdoor Show this week.
Yeah, how was it?
I went during the week, so there was a lot of people, but it wasn't crowded.
Let me guess, were you there Wednesday?
No.
Oh, okay. Wednesday was probably the busiest day. People don't understand that whole area of Pennsylvania, central Pennsylvania, closes their businesses on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
They do.
I went up Thursday.
Yeah.
When I go up to that, I try and look for a couple of our corporate sponsors for the physically challenged bull hunters of America, and that we don't see the ATA, and you know, thank them for their support.
Right.
But what I also, while I was there, I tracked down Sean Mann and thanked him.
Good, good. What do you have to say?
Oh, well, he was talking to a group of guys. I just sort of weaved my way in and just said, I want to thank you for supporting the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and got out of his way. So,
oh, good. So. And that's all he said. No response or anything.
Oh no. Okay. He said he's glad to help.
Oh, good.
So,
yep.
He's glad to help. So.
Gotcha.
And I talked to another guy in one of the booths, and it actually is from Thurmont. I didn't know that. I figured he'd be from another state because of the company he was with. But he didn't know about the hunting coalition, so it doesn't matter.
Ah, good for him. Good, so, good, good.
So I try and spread the word where I can.
Yep, very good. All right.
And the wounded warrior that you met.
Yes.
He had his court date last week.
Okay.
And it came away with a very desirable resolution to his problem.
Good for him. Good for him. Glad to hear it.
I feel great about that. So,
good, good.
And thank you for sending me that information about the show out west.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. So there's a lot happening on March 14th.
Yeah. I haven't heard back from him yet, but.
Okay, well, you will. John's a good guy.
Okay.
He'll eventually get back to you. Okay.
All right. Well, I'll get out of your way. And
all right, Chuck. Appreciate that, man. Thanks for calling in.
Talk to you later.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. It's where they're located. And what will you find when you go to Clyde Sports Shop? Well, when you head there this weekend, you'll find that they have whatever you need for fishing. They have some great trolling combinations if you want to go for rockfish for a very reasonable price if you want to stop by and check those out. They've got all the panfish lures, plastic baits, all the little minnow baits, all the little tube baits and the jig heads and that type of thing. If you're for panfish coming up, you know, the darts and all that stuff, they've got all that. Now, hunting season's, you know, pretty much over, I would say, other than a few little limited things. So if your firearm wasn't working the way it should have worked, why not stop by now, get it in the queue to get your firearm fixed, inspected, cleaned, you know, repaired, whatever needs done. And Lawrence will take care of that for you. If your scope was fogging up on you this past season and you're not happy with the scope, or maybe your eyes are getting a little older like I am, maybe you can invest in a new scope for one of your firearms and have the gunsmithing guys put that on. How about your rods and reels? Did you knock a tip off the fishing rod or a guide loose? Take it in there now and get it fixed for the upcoming fishing season. They do that. They repair guides and tips on your rods. They'll clean and lubricate your reels for you and do a bang-up job, no question. So, and it's another good time of year to get all that old crappy line stripped off your spool and take your spool in there and have it filled with fresh line, and then you'll be ready to go whenever you decide to go fishing. And you can get your fishing license, too. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up Beltway Exit number 9. Clyde Sports is the website. Phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, and the fishing hotline is 247-FISH.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
It's about family traditions, celebrating your passion for the outdoors. It's taking a tradition instilled in us when we were young and passing it on to our children. The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel, is back in Harrisburg, PA, February 7th through the 15th, with over 1,000 exhibitors representing everything outdoors, interactive exhibits, and celebrity experts on hunting and fishing. There's something for the whole family. Celebrate your passion by getting tickets at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Doug?
This is Les Consolving, inviting you to join me for Uninhibited Radio, where we leave no sacred cow unmilked. Now on Sunday nights from 10 to 1 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money, you got no home. Spinning wheel, all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn.
All right, enough of that. Blood, sweat, and tears. I've had enough of that this week. Enough blood, sweat, and tears. Enough trips to Annapolis, I'll tell you what. All right. Let's see. Oh, I know what somebody, and Vic, I haven't forgot about you. I know you're out there, and I know you're listening, and just been busy. I've not forgot about your contribution here, but I want to tell folks about our raffle. The rally raffle. We call it the rally raffle because, you know, we had our rally in Annapolis and thought it sounded like it might work. Six Orioles tickets for those of you baseball fans. It's for a future game. I think it's May 21st against Seattle. It's a 12:35 game. It's three front row seats and three second row seats in a block on the right side of the home dugout, right where the players come out. You know, it's a great place for the kids to take their mitts and, you know, they could pay. You know, do a little pitch and catch with the players, or, you know, it's a great place for foul balls. If there's a left-handed batter up, you're going to be on TV that day. Thank you to Curtis Engine. And I'm sorry. Thanks to Curtis Engine in Baltimore for their tickets to help us raise funds for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Second prize is either a custom set of floor mats for your truck, front and rear, from Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex, and Bay Linex and Glen Burnie, Catonsville Linex. Bobby and Jack are great supporters of the coalition, and we appreciate that. Or your choice is either that for your truck here, you know, if you have a truck, or if you don't have a truck, second choice, second prize is a dozen Mallard, and I have them, they're beautiful, Mallard decoys from Foul Foolers out of Ohio. So, you know, they're very, very good working with us here on that. Then, excuse me, then third prize is a $100 gift certificate of wherever you want it, restaurant, sporting goods store, ladies store, jewelry store, it doesn't matter, whatever you want. It's a $100 gift certificate if you win third place. And as a part of that, if you there's certain levels. I think the tickets are 10 and 3 for 20 and up like that. If you get $100 worth of tickets, or if you make a $100 contribution, let me put it that way, you get two bonus tickets to win a 25-aught 6-bolt action rifle. So that's how that works. And it's all on the website. Look under Rally Raffle. It's right on the homepage of the website. We have PayPal. You don't need to be a member of PayPal. You just have to have your credit card. Boom, and you're good to go. And that's how we're trying to raise some funds right now. So no matter what your contribution from $10 up, you're going to get in a raffle. You don't have to specify you want to be in the raffle. Just if you're sending us anything to support the Maryland Hunting Coalition. You're going to get raffle tickets, and we'll send you the stubs in the mail. The drawing's not till the end of April, but the funding is needed ASAP. And why do I keep beating a dead horse? Well, I'm not. I'm appealing to those folks that have some businesses that may be able to help us. If you understand by listening to this show that we're actively engaged in the General Assembly on issues important to hunters. We're advancing the cause of hunting. We're defending our privileges. We're defending Sunday hunting. We are doing what we need to do to protect our heritage of hunting here in Maryland. So that's all we're saying. Just help us out. So there you go. If you have to leave us at the top of this hour, I'd like you to I'd like you to keep this in mind. Our advocate in Annapolis works hard every single day. He is so engaged, and he knows the hallways of Annapolis. He knows the people who he can depend on, and he also knows the people who don't have our best interest at heart. But keep in mind, there was a 40% turnover in the General Assembly. So we have to make new alliances every time there's an election. And that's a difficult job, and that's what our advocate does. You can read all about our advocate on our website if you like. His name is Bill Miles. And I want to say this to the Miles family. Bill lost his mother yesterday. She lives in Oklahoma. He was there about a month ago and visited her along with his brother. He and his brother are avid waterfowl hunters, and we just want to send a shout out to the Miles family and say, Bill, you have our heart today. You have our heart today. So at the loss of your mom yesterday. So, all right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I think we might have time for one call. Maybe, maybe not. If not, we'll go to the music and we'll close out this hour. So, but, We're going to try out a new exit line this morning, if I remember. Yeah. We'll still say get out, stay out, and stay safe, but we'll see. We'll see if anybody gets it. We'll see. I don't know. I wish we'd had a caller lined up, but I'm out of words at the moment. No, I don't want to talk about the pubic parks. No. That's up to people to find that out on their own. But, I mean, this lady was adamant that she rides her horse in pubic parks. Said it twice in her email. So, anyway. All right. There's the music. Thank God it rescued me today. All right. That does bring us to the conclusion of the hour. Well, if anybody's calling right now, I'm sorry, you'll have to wait till after the news. Just hang on there where your topic is important to us. And we're going to talk about striped bass on the other side and what's going on with that for the upcoming season. So as I get ready to exit, let's try this one. And I don't really need to add anything to get out and stay out and stay safe. But if I said get out, stay safe, and then I say, now scat. Just a thought.